and is the best pot mates. As I was saying, this here is the best pot mates I got myself. A treasure map. I didn't get it on the part of Jankatu or Bombay. This map is not far away. There's treasure within our grasp. Now, how many of you is counting your beans, still listening to Captain Madra? I done told you there's treasure to be had very, very easily. Now, do I have your attention? Now you listen to me, mates. They didn't call me Captain. All across the North Atlantic, South Atlantic, wherever a boat can go, Captain Madra has been. And served his duties with honor. And Her Majesty has appreciated Captain Madra's efforts world peace and navigation and prosperity that the kingdom of Her Majesty portrays and sincerely tries her best to deliver, even if it can't get 2 months past West Abbey. One thing Captain Madra, any man that sailed in my command, whether it were the Arabian Sea or the Maldives, wherever the boat may go, you're only as good as your crew. And a captain must always think of his crew. Well, that's why old Captain Madra is going to share a secret or two. Understanding that the mathematics on the sharing diminish the proceeds. So it is in keeping with custom that them that done treated Captain Madra kindly, and I consider a comrade. I'm telling you about this little bit of fortune that befell our Captain Madra here. It's a wondrous opportunity for between one and four men. Preferably no more. And and as many as necessary before to count as a quarter. You see, it all began years ago near Australia, where I was doing most of my sailing in those days, you see. And I discovered the locations of multiple treasures. The approximate location, I might add. And that therein has been the difference. But I have discovered a secret weapon that cannot fail and can tell the four of us exactly where the treasure befell. And so, gentlemen, as the water is stilled on the boat, I prepare before you a proposal. There is treasure, I assure, plenty, plenty, for four more, what anyone would call plenty for sure. We cannot fail to locate this. The only thing we have to be concerned with is, did someone find it before we did? Because it was basically left for the taking, if you understood how to read the map, which I do, because I have an interpreter. Majo, we've heard your tales before. Haven't we all, eh? Captain Majo gonna hit the juggernaut this time. Why, I sailed with old Cap through many a storm. Well, Captain, you tell them how much treasure we got. How much treasure do you want? That's the question today. Shall we focus on the moment? Certainly, Captain. You do have interesting proposals from time to time, so certainly we have an open ear. I don't care if your heirs or your horses are open. I need four steady hands, and that is all. No one's promised anything. You know how it goes. Oh, Captain Majo got a mission to run. Can't guarantee no work, because I can't guarantee the weather. Or none of that stuff on this sea. I must live with the sea. I am a seaman by nature. As you all are. Seaman of the highest degree. Yet, all of us are still looking for that big payoff, the treasure that was promised, inferred, and lured to us, as well as the beauty of the sea. What more temptation should a man resist than the lure of the sea and the lure of treasure? So you can forgive anyone for conceding to those devices. After all these salty years, treasure is upon us. I care not. to sell you upon the idea that treasure would be a good thing. Surely, if you're interested, surely I have your ear. Yeah, Majo, that sounds real good there. So what are you saying? I beg your pardon. Excuse me, sir. I am Captain Winslow. Nice to meet you, Captain. I assure you, your esteemed rank among the men of the sea, as well as the seamen, will be recognized. And we appreciate your service. As I said before, Captain Madro once again is on the treasure hunt, and none of those missions you signed on for, if you've worked with me at all, were anything more than a contractual agreement for 4 solid hands. And if it took 20 of you to provide that, then I provided 20 of you. I need 4 solid hands on my back. Or my cap. And if you're willing to try to earn the right to be that hand, the ship's waiting and docked. Don't get too drunk tonight, and you might confide it tomorrow. Like I said, I need 4 good hands. You do the math. That's what old Captain Madro has been doing most of this day since the sun come up on the bow. You can always tell where you're at. When you sailed the 7 seas, as much as a seaman will do, a life on the sea was meant for me. And all my mates feel just as well. The lure of the sea, the lure of the sea was enough for me. As long as I had a boat and 4 steady hands, I could travel from here to anywhere. And I know it's true. Oh, Captain Madro knows it's true. So finding them 4 steady hands put a man to a great bit of stress and discomfort as steady hands became more difficult, almost impossible to acquire. But oh, Captain Madro done hit the jackpot. Yay. Captain Madro done hit the jackpot because I solved the riddle, you see. 4 steady hands. I've got 1 and another. All I need is 1 and another. So anybody's got a set of eyeballs, got a set of hands most of the time. Even in the sea, eventually it adds up to a pair. Hares are hard to find on one particular bait, and prized among pirates, and civilized folk as well. Captain Majo had been a solitary sort, never liked the idea of pairing with anyone. He was a solitary man of the sea, totally in love with just the sea. As long as he had a boat and four steady hands, the world he could see, and whatever he would see, whatever he would see. Would most likely be on the sea, because he loved the sea. He loved the sea because the sea and the air mixed and formed ethereal. And Captain Majo realized that the world was much larger than any treasure map that he might find could even come close to describing. But he was most grateful for this map he had acquired. Later on, Captain goes to his quarters, looks at his desk, checks to see if the boat is steady, and is about to go to his quarters, knowing he had solved the riddle. If you don't understand the word, telling you a riddle here, I'll give you a bit of a clue. You see, Captain Majo has deciphered a very important document that would guarantee immense treasure. But he must share this with four hands, including his own. So three would be the proper accompany. But oh, Captain Majo was a solitary sort. He enjoyed his free time totally on his own. He could spend hours while on leave staring at the sun. Appeared to be doing nothing more. Folks said Captain Majo had got sunstroke, and that accounted for some of the things that happened along the way. It's hard to say. A seaman is always a seaman, and his seamen are his mates. The men of the sea, the men of the sea, are also the seamen of the same sea. And Captain Majo had solved the riddle with the four hands. I'm sorry for getting into the whimsical, but this was such a marvelous discovery that Captain Majo wasn't really sure it was real. He had to remind himself that it was. But he'd already sold it to these three parties for his accompaniment, and he wasn't sure if he should have divulged as much information as he did, because he did believe the treasure map was accurate. He had no doubt it would work. He had no doubt that with the four hands he would find the treasure. What he did not expect to find was the form that the two hands missing. The very form that they took was a big part of tonight's story. had a swim. Perhaps I had my largest burst of glee in many a day. You know the kind of glee I'm speaking of. Genuine glee, happiness, fortune had come my way. And I knew it was here to stay, because I solved the riddle. The one that had escaped my grasp, the butterfly. As the cat bounces away in dismay, Captain Madre would be forlorn to say he understands the cat's dismay. It's plain as day. You chase the butterfly. We all do. We chase the butterfly and call it treasure. Call it what we will, but it is so elusive, yet so tempting. And the victory of catching the butterfly was quite a thrill. He hadn't to absorb the thrill. He had no idea that his hands that he would need would only be there to provide actual assistance to the bounty. Now, if we were the current market types, we would stop this story right here and tell you no more, possibly charge you a toll to hear the rest of this story. But if you did not choose to listen to the rest, you have heard a good story. But the story that you were being told has just begun. Captain Madre had met across a mystic. It was on a tropical isle, somewhere on the outer edge of South America. And he had never forgotten. And she owed him a promise, and he promised to collect. At least that's good enough a tale for most of these blokes. And so in my journal, a bit of solace as I capture the day with quill and pen, paper, whatever I might find on a boat. The captain must have quill and pen. It's too much to keep up with. It's a lot of responsibility navigating a ship across this wonderful, strange glob. But water goes where it may. The life on the sea was a wonderful idea for many in those days. Captain Majo may have been the last man of the sea, as the world began to hunt him down, and all the adventure on the sea became just as dirty and trivial as the land. Captain Majo would have had a hard time enjoying the sea today. His life, his very life was the sea. It meant everything to him. And he knew that if he was going to stay on the seas on his own terms, he would need financing And this treasure was a godsend, and he knew it was his for the taking with the four hands. And that is when he went back, just off the tip of South America. His boat just past Panama and Ecuador, between Lima, somewhere in that area. And he found the princess. The princess who owed him a favor. And she was quite beautiful. Oh, Captain Majo would have hit the jackpot just on that one, I'd say. She was a lovely princess, a mermaid they called her. And one of the most rarest of rarities was an accepted woman of the sea. She was a captain. She had her own boat. And she sailed the waters on her very own terms, but she honored her promise to Captain Majo. And they formed a partnership. And she became his second pair of hands. Endless Adventure has brought you this tale of Captain Majo. Thank you so much for listening. This story does continue in a later episode. If you continue to listen to all your wonderful music, keep your eye on the next installment of this wonderful story that we have begun to tell you. And as always, thank you for listening.